just want to talk about the second din of Rav Huna and also the Hemshech of the Gemara and focus primarily on the Rashba's Mahalach, but bring out a machlokes between the Rashba and Tosfos and focus on the Rashba's Mahalach and the Hemshech of the Gemara also. I'm going to probably get to Tosfos Mahalach in that. But the Yisod will bring out from Rashba and Tosfos and how they learned their Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Behinu Mechaliya, Becheskes Yisrael, Med, Zachi, Vad Lachama, Menishchata. So we spoke last week about the first dinner of Huna. What's the Achivad Lach? And Geboitan and the Rishonim that say that it's either Al-Tabachzik Mesel Isser, according to Bikivager, it's Geboitan the Rashba, that it's not Geboitan Isser Me Isser, but Rashi, the Ramban, others, that the is that we were trying to say is that even in the Rishonim that say it's geboit from it's geboit on the Isser of Eivir Min Achai, but the Yisoid is it's not just a plain machzik and Mesil Isser, it's based on the concept that you can't mechadish that there was a shechita over here, and therefore since Eivir Min Achai says that there's no shechita, so that leads into Nevela, and maybe according to the Kivir you don't even need an Isser at all, which is that alone, that the Eimav is Bechayah, requires a matir, you can't mechadish that there was the matir, the shechita, the kol safek b'shechita would be Nevela. That was the first dinner of Huna. Comes the second dinner of Huna, Nishchata, Cheskes Heter, Med, Zat Shivad L'chabam HaNitshefa. So it's a Cheskes Heter that we could nem on that something is, that's not a Trefa, Ad Shivad L'chabam HaNitshefa. So the Gemara's Maskan is, what's the Negea, this Cheskes Heter? So the Gemara says, it's talking about Afgav Disel Bareisa. What's the case? Could the boy mean Rabbi Abba Merav Huna Boze Venata B'nei Me'ayim Ma'u? So I'm trying to figure out what's the case. Not Al Holes Nayu. If it's not here, then what do you have to declare? You don't need this Chazak of Rav Huna for that. Ela Naka B'nei Me'ayim. Naka V'kachzina Da'at Huna Kvinu. If the animal that they've made in the Kavim, you're also not Choshish. So I'm going to say, Ela Natan V'kachzina K'shenu Kuvi Ma'u M'chashin Shem B'makam Nekim Naka V'iloi. So the din of Rav Huna is that if the animal took the B'nei Me'ayim and brings it back with Nekavim, Ayichoshesh, like the Lashon of the Gemara, B'makam Nekev Nakav. Now literally, that Chshash, B'makam Nekev Nakav, is a Shver Chshash, because if we know, if it's already assumption that the Ze'ev was Menakevit, so then Lagabi that, it's like Lesnayu, some Paiskim ask to Ashar, others, or so, or you just say, that means that we assume that it was Menakevit. So then what's the difference between that and the case of Nakav Bifaneinu that we said we don't have to clear? But that's what the Gemara says. So, and that's what we need Rav Huna for. Okay. So, the Shaila is, obviously, the basic Shaila in the Gemara is that, what type of Cheskes Heter is this? B'derech Klal, Cheskes Heter assumes that we knew something was true. And the question is, did it change? Did it change? So it was muksak to us as a mikvah shalim. The question is, did it change? When did it change? Over here, we never knew in the first place what the status was. And the suffix is gufa was what I assumed it to be true or not. So what's the chlal? What does it mean chazak over here? It doesn't sound like it's the typical case of chazak to mikar when I knew what I know, and the question is, when did the shinui happen? Now, in the ikra din so that's question number one. What's the fundamental principle of the chazaka? Then the question number two is what we asked before: is that why does it change if there's not nekavim chashinu makam nekav nakav lechara? What type of why is that a suffix? If we assume vavada that the animal bit it, so then what's the shaila? So Tosfos says that there's other nekavim. So the Shita Mukubetza says that Tosfos is coming to answer this question, which not so meduik in that, but Tosfos he's coming to answer this question. Really, it's not makam nekav. The shaila is not makam nekav nakav. The shaila we know is nekav where is nekav, but there's a lot of sets of nekavim. So therefore, what about all of those? And that's where we need the tli of the zeiv. And he brings another teretz, so they're all similar to that, but he's medayik, the Rashi doesn't learn like that, Rashi's mashu, even if we know that it was menakevit, do we choshesh that b'makom nekev nakav. So it's an interesting chashash. Why would we be choshish that? So the like this. B'emes, I want to talk about the Rashba and Daf Yoma Beis. He brings the Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, and this Rashba is very Yisraelitic Rashba in the whole Chulin, the whole first part of Chulin. It's going to come back many times. So if we don't get a Dabar Bar right now, we don't have to worry about it. We'll get it, hopefully. We're going to come back to many times. It's a big Yisrael in Chulin. I want to discuss the Rashba, how he understood Rav Huna, what it seems like. And see if we can, based on those words, understand how he understood Rav Huna. So he brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, all the way at the end of the long arichas he has on the Psak Halacha. He brings that all in the kol sofik b'shchita. Tanya. So he says, sofik b'shchita is one, then v'chein. V'heicha d'nishvat agaf ha'oif, o'y nishva ragloi min arkubo l'mayla, v'in yadua, if you have a sofik in treifis. You have nishva agaf ha'oif, you have the shinui in the animal, it was nishva the gaf ha'oif, or it was nishva ragloi min arkubo l'mayla. So, Zokta Rashi b'shem Rabbeinu Yonah, it's aser. And he brings another case. There was a goat, a sheep, and it was limping in the back. And Amar Rabbi Yemar Hai Shigruni Nakt, it's just like an illness. Maskiflay, maybe we should be choshish that as chot hashadra. Maybe we should be choshish that as a trefa. And the Gemara answers, but Alma mida askiflay Ravina hachishma mina dechol echad disyalad reyesa lechomer talinan. So whenever there's a suffix in treifis, there's a reisa or machmer. The pasuk Tamuda hasam that it's mutter. That's because it's shchiach. Alma e travayu shchiach travayu. But without a good tliya, it would have been aser. And he says by suffix drusa it's like that because you see for suffix drusa if the tzad heter wasn't shchiach, it would be aser. And suffix koitz beveshet you found. Koitz, maybe made a neck, but not all these fakes, he's machmer. I, Rav Huna, ikashlach at the talina lakula bezeiv. So he says, that's because we're awesome. Lefishesh davel fenin a little is boilahat. Vein davel fenin a little is boilahat. So we have a tliya. So the Rashba seemingly says that there is a, that we're machmer, it's Suffolk Trafus. And Rav Huna is a bizarre thing of a tliya. So, what's Rashba saying? Rashba saying every suffik and treifus were machmer on. Rav Huna's coming to say that not like that. So you're saying telling me the only time Rav Huna's makel is not at yivad alach really at manitrifa. Even if it's not yivad alach but manitrifa. If as long as it's a suffix, it's also. So what was Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna was just saying that you could have a tli on something. So the words of Rav Huna is very not meduyik. Rav Huna is saying, "Kubeima b'chayav b'cheskas mishnishchata b'cheskas heter medzat shivad l'chav b'manitchefa zokter b'niyah." No, you don't really need to be yivad l'chav b'manitchefa. If you have a suffix, it's also good. It's also aser. It's just if you have a tliya, then it's mutter. But otherwise, if it's aser, so that's connected to the whole Rav Huna l'chayra. Second of all. There's the Rashba later, and this is already the poskim ask a stira in the Rashba. There's Rashba later on Daf Yud Aleph. The Rashba over there is going on Tosis's Shaila, if you checked an animal and you found it to be a trefa. So there's no Shaila, it's Zichar trefa. But let's say you have in the freezer gvina that you made from milk, that you milked from this animal. So what's the halacha? So Tosis says you can't use the Chazaka de Mikara to pass in the Shaila. Chazak Mikara, that even if the animal, we know that at one point it was born as not a trefa. How would you know that the animal was born as not a trefa? It was born as not a trefa because it's 13 months old now. So you know that it wasn't born to be a trefa. So you know at one point it wasn't a trefa, so you should be mukim at a chazak de Mikara, like we said by mikvah, that as long as, once it's a trefa, even if you found the trefa, you should assume it happened at the latest possible moment, maybe the minute before it died. So in that place it says, there's no such chazak as a chazak shenim uvereris. Which that's the sugya of Fnasa, we're going to learn Daf Yud Aleph from Tzishem by that Tosis. But Tosis is not a good chazaka. So Melo, the Gvinas are also. So Tosis, Shitas, the Gvinas are also. So the Rashba, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, B'Shem Moir Rabbi, Dvei Rabbeinu Ravzal, Daito Hiskin, that it's mutter,
Because no, even though you can't use Chazaka Shenim of Rez, you have Rav Huna, basically. A little complicated Rashba, but basically he proves from Rav Huna that it's mutter, because Rav Huna says it's a concept that you can be mukim on Chazaka based on the Rosh. Whatever that means, but there's some sort of Chazaka of Rav Huna. So you see that he's using Rav Huna to paskin ice a suffix in Trefis. So Rav Huna is paskin ice a suffix in Trefis. So why that this suffix yes, that suffix no? What's the difference? The Chara, if anything, the suffix of this, the case of Greenus is worse. You vade know there's a Trefis there. And yet, Shaila is when here, you don't even know if it's a trefa, and there's being machmer. So when you don't know there's a trefa, there's being machmer. If you know there's a trefas, Shaila is when he's being makel. What would be the pshat? But Akapon, you see clearly he's using Rav Huna. We'll get back to that. But you see he's using Rav Huna clearly to say that we pass a nice tzveikus with the chazak of Rav Huna. Now, more than that, there's a Rashba later on Daf Mem Vav. That the Rashba over there is talking about a suffix of a sircha tluya, which basically means it's ma'uras. Maybe there was a hole in the reya that gave out this sircha. So he says basically that a suffix. He says basically that a suffix went a machmeron. Only a suffix like the ones that he mentions over here, a specific type of suffix. I show him exactly as interesting lashonis. It's a little complicated for right now, but in very specific types of sfeikas. So he says this. Okay, yes, okay. Not all sfeikas. So, I want to understand a little bit the Rashba. Furthermore, this question that we asked in the Rashba, l'chayr, you find that there's mamash sfaras hafuchas in Tosfos. Already the Achrayim point out that Tosfos argues on the Rashba. Because Tosfos on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, which is identical to the Tosfos pretty much on in Yevam Daf Lamed, Tosfos over there says that Tosfos asks Akasha, he wants to prove from Safik Drusa that if it was Noila the Reyes Samechayim, it should be Aser. So he asks why, because it wasn't Nichnas into its Cheskas Heter yet, because the Heter is only when you shecht it. So it wasn't Nichnas into its Cheskas Heter Bepoil. So if you have a Reyes Samechayim, it should be Aser. Where does he prove that idea? From Yevamis. And then he asks Akasha from Yevamis. In Yevamis, you see that we put her on her Cheskas Heter Lashuk, but yet if the Safik was Noilad while she was still Aser, because the suffix was in the get, we still mukim her on that cheskas heter l'shuk, even though the reis was noilad while she was aser. So zok toisves, why don't we say that by beima as well? So did you do in chanami sfeika mechaim pashup shad and toisves at least that any reis says mutter, and the only reason you machma and drusa don't do mechaim, not mechaim. The reason we're machma and drusa is because it's shchiach. The tzad is a shchiach. That's Pashup Shad and Tosfos. There are Mahas, but that's Pashup Shad and Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, Tosfos is saying clearly that we go with Rav Huna. And even if there's a Savik Drusa, it's only when there's Shchiach Lesa. But 50-50, we're Mekel. 50-50, we're Mekel. The Rashba sounds like 50-50, we Asa. Tosfos sounds like 50-50, we're Mekel, that's a Shchiach Lesa. So Tosfos is being Mekel based on Rav Huna. So you would think he has a stronger Rav Huna. Yet Tosfos himself answers by the Gvina. So he doesn't use Rav Huna there. So Loi Dover Hu, it's interesting. Tosfos uses Rav Huna for Safik Drusa by 50-50, Safik Reisa, but he doesn't use it, but he asks a Gvinus. The Rashba Shem Rav Yonah asks Reisas, asks a Safik. He doesn't use Rav Huna for that, but for Gvina, he's Matir. So it's Mam Shvaras Fuchas, which is worse.
This is not
Rav. But what happened to Rav Huna? He didn't mention it. The Rashba uses Rav Huna to paskinize the suffix by that's the Rashba. The Rashba says not move around. Like Tosfos, but good. I have a different din. I have the Chazak Mekarech Rav. You could say Tosfos. I'm saying, but the Maisa, you see that this is Svaras Hafuchas.
So,
where? He's machmer only where it's shriach, but where it's not shriach, he's mekel with Ravuna. So, the where's the safak hashokol is mekel. So l'chora, the pshat in the Rashba is like this. The Rashba, to understand the Rashba l'chora is like this, is that that. I want to bring it up from one of the cases. The case, the thing we want to say basically in the Rashba, and we'll bring it out, is that la'olam really la'olam this idea of the behema b'chaya behema mission nishchuto b'cheskas heter emedes is not a regular chazaka demikara, and it's similar to the Muslim we were saying in the first Ravuna. It's not a regular chazaka demikara since we assumed it's good, so keep it going. The pshat is that, and that was the musik that we brought up from the first Avuna. The pshat is that when we want to come to mechadish that something took place, a maisa that asers the behemoth that took place, then alach alav yiraya that a maisa mechadish took place. Alach alav yiraya that a maisa mechadish took place connected the way we were permitted to nem on the din of the behemoth. So we name on the din of the behema that when it's nishchata, it's b'ches kaseta. It means that we name on the din that when it's nishchata, it's mutter. It's b'ches kaseta. We can be machzik b'heteray. That's how we could treat the behema. The tzad iser is the tzad chiddush, and therefore you can't be mechadish that something happened until you know about it. And that's the lashon of Ravun. Achivad l'chabeman nitzrifa. Zokter Ashur b'shem Rabbi Yehuda avada. If you have a suffix, a shakel, stam, you want to clear. Efshir is given da trefus. Avada, that's Ravuna. You don't clear. Maybe it happened. The cases that the Rashba asers is only when there's a farta gareyasa in front of us. And we have to fartaych the reyasa. I want to explain the reyasa. The reyasa is like this. The Rashba talks about this animal that's bumping around in the back. It has a limp. So, the Rashba says that we're toila in the tzad shchiach. The tzad shchiach is that it's shugurni nakte, and it's not chotashad nifsak. So mamela we're toila in that tzad. The shaila is, what was the whole shakavataria? What was the whole shakavataria that we had to enfrazach this reis altogether? So the Rashba says, in that shtickle, naf nunvav, memvav, amibes, he says that mashma diika dodin ninu chashinon lohi. It's not that a suffik ashokol. Rashman that shtickle saying a suffik ashokol is mutter. So efshar. Maybe it's a treifus. Maybe you don't say no. Maybe a treifus is not aser. It's about the mutter. So what was the old shakvataria by what is the amayroim handling with the animal that's limping? Maybe it's a treifus. Maybe it's not. Well, why would you clear it? Zokter lohi the hasam nami hoyisial de bareisa. That's called a reisa. So why is it even a reisa? It's limping because it got sick. It has a limp. Why is that even a reisa? Zokter, lav shchiach mamish karminon. Ela tfei mipsikas chot hashedr karminon. It's more than the other side. Miu shigrunya nami lo shchiach. Both are not shchiach. That means Zokter Ashba, the whole conversation only starts because something lo shchiach already happened. So that means that what happens like this. You're coming to me, the whole idea of Ravuna is don't be mechadish over here, a maisa that was matcher for the behema. But over here what happened is, the maisa chiddush already happened in the behema. The chiddush already took place. Something mud that happened over here. Now you want to know, is it more of a chiddush to say the tzad treifus, or is it more of a chiddush to say the other tzad? Okay, so then on that it's 50-50. So mail it's also because now you lost the whole Ravuna. The whole Ravuna is don't say a chiddush happened. Once the chiddush happened, saying the tzad treifus is not more of a chiddush than saying the tzad not treifus. And Memela, that's why it would have been Aser. On that, Dr. Rashba, since Shigruni is more Shchiach than the other Tzad, so it's Mesalik from us, it puts back Tzad Trefis to being the Chiddush. But the point is that B'emes, Rav Huna is saying, Achiv Adalacha. And anytime that you have to come and say the Chiddush, then you, Allah Allah Virai the Chiddush. If the Reisa tells me that the Chiddush happened already, now there's a new Safik. How do you protect the Reisa? But the Tzad Trefis and the Tzad Not Trefis are both equal Chiddushim. So now you lost the toikif of the whole Rav Huna. So the whole entire Rav Ben Yonah is only in a case where the reisa is here, and now we're just coming to fratech the reisa. Neither tzad is it's when the tzad treifus is not more of a chiddush than the tzad not treifus. So that's l'chora the ikar of the Rashba. So the Rabbi Yael Levine wrote me this in a Hagdama to whatever in the Sefer. He writes this. That's Pshan this Shagurnia. Whatever you could see over there what he says. that's the Iker Nekuda of the Rashba. So it comes out that the Iker Vard of Ravuna is that that you can't come. It's not a cheskas heter, but it's a chazaka not to say that the ma'aseh chiddush took place in the behema. Memele, if there's a reis, as Dr. Ashba, now the shaila, if there's a fartika reis in front of us, that now the chiddush took place already. Now the question is it this or is it that? It's not more of a chiddush to say kelev to say shunra. Both are above the ma'aseh. So now you have to be toiled in the heter shabbat. The tzad heter, you don't have a chazaka in the heter. You don't have a chazaka that nothing took place. Once there was a maisa treifus in the behema, that's enough of a reisa to be moitziyat. So now we don't have the ravuna anymore. So now a pizet. Now just thinking. So the according to that, memela when you have. That's the case that he asks. Otherwise, he's always mekel. When you have now in front of us a treifus, and the question is, you have in front of us a treifus, and the shayla is, when did it happen? Lagabi the gvinus. So, over there, we have a treifus right now. The Rashi was mavur that we're talking about a treifus that could have happened a minute before that it happened. So, what I have in front of me now is a treifus that took place a minute before the Bema died. I don't have a reisa on a month before that or a year before that. I don't have a reisa on that. I have to go and be mechadish that besides that this reisa that I have in front of me was not only here a minute before it died; it was here a month before it died. That the reisa doesn't talk about that, since the reisa doesn't speak about that behedya. So now that's already back to Ravuna because copy that you have to mechadish that the treifus is here even when I don't see it. And this is mefurish in the Rashba later on Daf. Testament base. I've never saw it yet on that testament base. But mikvah chaser, the Rashba says beferish that a mikvah chaser to say that it was chaser more than what we find now is a chiddush. Alech laviraya. So lechora is the same thing that it's more of a chiddush to say that. So when you have a suffix treifus, it's not a vada treifus, but the chiddush already took place in the behemah. The shalas is a treif or not? That you don't have ravuna on. But if you have a vada treifus that took place one time to go drag it into a new time that you don't have that on that you still have ravuna's din. That shivad l'chol b'manet shufa. So now the this lechara is the Rashba's bir adavar in the dinner of ravuna. According to that, just. By the way, according to that, so it would come out that the shaila of the Gemara, the whole shaila of the Gemara in the Nekev, is what's enough that is it still a chiddush or is it not still a chiddush? So I have a Nekev, I have a reisa. If I don't have a reisa at all, so we need a ravuna for? Maybe you just use a roiv. What are the Gemara's pshat and the Gemara's kashes? But if I don't have a reisa at all, when do you need a ravuna? Teretz says ravuna is talking about when you have a reisa. If you have a reisa, you don't have a ravuna. So we're trying to figure out a case. Where do you have ravuna's din? So the Gemara says, you haven't, halas nayu, you don't need a ravuna for that. Teretz says, maybe it's talking about when the animal was menakivit in front of us. So the Gemara, for the animal's menakivit in front of us, I have the mice in front of me. So to say that there was a treif is a chiddush already. I don't have to emphasize, I have nothing here that's ma'ir me to declare anything. So Zuck the Gemara, no, the animal took it and brought it back with the Nekavim. The animal brought it back with the Nekavim. So now, I have to emphasize Zuck these Nekavim. So now, I have to emphasize these Nekavim. And now there's a shinui that took place in the animal. So now that this shinui took place in the animal, what do I say? Do you say achiv adalacha, because I don't know what happened, or not? So Zuck the Gemara, that a shina took place in an animal, but maybe I could be toilah and bezeiv, and I could say that the zeiv made the shinoi. So Rav Huna is saying you could say that the zeiv made the shinoi. I maybe you should clear that there's also a nekiv matzach mas the treifus. That already is a chiddush to say, and Rav Huna would say, even though you have a nekiv b'faneinu. But since you have a tliya, it's misalik the reyesan, to say that besides that there was another nekiv, that's already a chiddush to say that the behemah had a nekiv before the zev. And on that you have Rav Huna's din. It's all a shayla about how to fetch the reyesa. Okay. Now, just to get to Tosfos, we said, argues on the Rashba both ways. Tosfos holds that if you have a Suffolk Trefus, it's Aser. I'm sorry, Suffolk Trefus is Mutter, unless it's Shchiach Lasser. Besides that, Tosfos' whole Kasha, the way he asks the Kasha on Rav Huna with the Gemara Lamed Aleph, is he asks, the race happened Mechayim. So the Rashba didn't ask the question like that. I found Rav Shach Takas Medayik, this chiluk, in the way they asked the Kasha, Navi Ezra, that Tosfos is busy, that the race of Mechaim, does that make it worse? Does that make it better? It was Mechaim, not Mechaim. The Rashba's not busy with Mechaim. He just says, Machzik Meser Lisser. The Chayra Tosfos has a different Yisod of Rav Huna. The Yisod of Rav Huna, according to Tosfos, is much more, they were just trying to put him into the regular Chazaka de Mikara. It's a regular chazaka de mikara that we're trying to say. If it was mutter, it can continue to be mutter, which is similar to their Tosfos learned the first Rav Huna also. It's a regular chazaka de mikara. So now Tosfos is trying to figure out this chazaka de mikara is a very interesting chazaka de mikara because it wasn't mutter yet. The whole idea is if it's mutter, so continue being noig with it heter. I was never noig heter with it bepoil because I didn't shecht it yet. So if the race happened before it was ever mutter, how do you have the whole Rav Huna? So he brings a raya from Rava, that or whatever, he compares the two cases, that you see from there a musig, that there's such a chazaka de mikara, that you have a cheskes heter for the matzav of, after the misa sabal, or for the matzav of the shechita. So it's a chazaka de mikara. That was called also, we were noig with you heter. We were noig with you heter, that if you get a shechita, it'll be motor. And that's also called a chazaka de mikara. On that, Taisa Shakmataria, do you have a reisa, mechaim, does that shter that or not? And Taisa says, no, that doesn't shter it, because there's a chazaka de mikara from before. How did you get to that chazaka de mikara? You get to so on this, this is the unbelievable Reb Kveger, which I'm going to try to say the best I can. Reb Kveger asked this steer in Tosfos that we asked the Tosfos Svar Safuchas from the Rashba. That how come he's matir on a Safik Drusa, a regular Safik, he's matir with Rav Huna because it's a cheskes heter. But by Gvinas he asers. Why? So Zokt Reb Kveger, the chazaka of he says you have to use two different chazakas for this. The chazaka that Rav Huna is talking about is the cheskes heter, like we're saying. And the cheskes heter is that since you had a psak of roiv, the roiv says that it's mutter. Oh, it will be mutter if you'll shoychid it. That's called the chazaka mikar of the cheskes heter. And b'meila chazaka mikar of heter until it becomes also, you could assume it's still mutter. Well, the case of treifus. So that was our shaila. Is it mutter or is it not mutter? So you use the chazaka, the paskins, that's shaila. Shaila is it mutter, is it not mutter? So the chazaka that you use is a cheskas din of cheskas heter, which is Rav Huna. This is Rav Huna's chiddush, that's such a thing called a cheskas heter, an animal that's still alive. And when you shecht it, it'll be, we mukim it in that chazaka. Zokta b'kiveger, but when you have the treifus in front of me, now my shaila is not mutter also anymore. My shaila is, when did this treifus happen? To paskin that shaila, you need a cheskes haguf. To say that it's a cheskes guf, that this treifus, this animal never had that treifus. On that, there's a chalak shayna muvereris. You can't use a cheskes heter for that. I'm not sure why you can't use a cheskes heter on the chalof. That's the only thing I'm not clear on. But, that a chazaka, the Torah says not to eat basa b'chalof, but it says chalof you could eat. So the chara, there was a halakha when he was born, you're allowed to be knowing with it, the heter on the chalof, and the gvina. So I don't know why you don't have the same. Okay. Anyway, but Rabbi Kivaker said, right. What? What? The Torah never says that you can eat chalav?
You eat the chalav, you shach the animal, you breed it, and you find it's not a tree.
What is that?
From chalav.
Okay, fine. So, the Rabbi Kivaker says, to pass in that shayla, you need a cheskes haguf. This treifus that the animal had happened later. Oh, that's the whole toisus. Cheskes aguf is a chalak sheinu muvareris. I don't know if this animal had this mum when it was born. Oh, it was only 13 months later you find out that it didn't have that mum. That's sheinu muvareris. You want to use Ravuna? Ravuna is a cheskes din. You put it on its din from Yikara. Cheskes din you can't use for that case. But you could use it for the case of Suffolk Trafus. Maybe it's still muta now. Since it's still muta now, you could use it. But you see from this whole idea is that toisus, and I think it's Lishitasa from the first of Huna, Tzitzis is learning the whole thing is basically a regular Chazak Mikara. Whatever your din was, we keep it on your din. If you're Chazak Mikara of Guf, we put it on. And Mimela, we put it on the Chazak Mikara. That Tzitzis is learning.
Right? Tzitzis himself, was Tzitzis not interesting, though. He knew the Tzitzis like the himself says Tzitzis and Basil went to the Mother of the Tree.
Remember that, you know? He learns that Tzitzis, I mean, Tzitzis says you need it as a book.
He says it's going to the Mother of the Tree, right?
Okay. So the Rashba is going to understand B'shem Rabbi Yoina. This whole Rashba B'shem is a whole different Rav Huna. That the whole Rav Huna is that I'm coming to be machzik. I have a din that it's the heter is not the chiddush. The tzad iser is the chiddush. And the mela you can never be mechadish a trefus. If I have a reisa that makes the tzad trefus is not the chiddush anymore, so now you have avadat zasser. But if I have a tliya which makes it now the tzad trefus is vayta the chiddush, so the mela you go back to Ravuna. And that's the setup of the sugya according to Tosfos. We're actually going to explain the svar safuchas. Okay, now. In the Hemshech of the Sugya, I'm not going to have time to get the Tosfos. In the Hemshech of the Sugya, so the Sugya is Tamuad Moed. So let's just ask some of the basic questions that's bothering the Oilam probably. So the Gemara, Eisvei, so we ask the Kasha Rav Huna. There's Kasha Rav Huna that Roa Tzipar Menachem B'teina V'Achmar Menachem B'Avatichim. So this became a kasha on Rav Huna all of a sudden. So what's the kasha on Rav Huna? So first of all, Rav Huna has a chazaka. It's chazaka. That's the issue. Okay. If the question is you want that we're not going with chazaka, so then what did Rav Huna do wrong? This mishnah is all over. We go with chazaka, and this mishnah for some reason is not going with chazaka. What do you see from here, this Mishnah? And then he answers, Amr Lei, Mikam Adam et Yisrael Sakanta. Sakanta Shani, Sakanta is different. And Rava doesn't like that. So Maishna Safak Sakanta, Lachomer Safak Yisrael. So Rava, what's he asking? What's he saying? He's saying, we're not Machmer on Sakana. First of all, we know we're Machmer on Sakana. We know that from all over. We know Pekoch Nefesh, Ben Nefesh Zachar Aroif. We know a lot of places with Machmer. He doesn't know the concept that we're Machmer on Sakana. Second of all, he doesn't know the concept where we go by roif. We have chazaka. What didn't he know? This is the Rashba's kasha. Some of it's a shver mishnah. I mean, whatever it's saying over there. And Abayi wants to go prove again Rav Huna. So he's basically proving that there's a concept of chazaka. That's a shver mishnah, and I'll prove it to you from Safak Tumah versus Arab. You want to prove there's a concept of chazaka? Right? So what are you showing from over here? And if he did, he should have went back to the original point. The point was, why are we bringing Maim Gulim for? Just say, V'ilu Safik, Maim, V'ilu Safik, Tzibur Menachir is also. Why do you have to go back to, why do you bring in Maim Gulim, which is never part of the conversation, till now? So what's this whole Gemara about, basically? Why are we bringing Sakana now? Tzashak Vatari and Rav Huna, So, the Rashba is Dvar Niflaim over here. The Rashba, Tzvaitim Shem Rabbein Yoina, the Rashba says that what's going on over here is something off. Yikashi b'chilesli l'rava zil basa chazaka v'aleka man depolik ba. What do you want from before? So, Zokta Rashba, that this Shaila, the Gemara was really asking something else. The Gemara was asking that this that we're Machmer on on Sakana. This is what we're machmir on Sakana. We're machmir on Sakana when you have a Safik. You have a Safik. So Sakana, you're not going to use different ways to address the Safik like you do by Yisr. What the shayla over here is that Rav Huna says a new Yisoid. Rav Huna's going in a case where you don't have, according to the Rashba, you don't have a standard Chazaka de Mikara. You don't have a standard Chazaka over here because we never really had the din, Bepoyel. We never had the din. You don't have a standard Chazaka. What's this new idea of the Rashba? That you want to clear a Davar Mechudosh took place. So you want to clear a Davar Mechudosh took place. So don't clear it until you have a Reyesa. And the Gemara says that a Nekev, where you have a Tliya, is not a Reyesa. So on the Isve was Tzibar Menaker B'Te'ena. Undermines our whole entire Hanacha on two levels. The Shittim Gvetzah speaks that. It's on two fronts. Number one is we said that you don't clear anything if you see the Zev being Menaker, being Noishech, Noishech is the word? Being Menaker. If you see the Zev being Menaker in front of us, you don't clear. So over there you see you do clear. And you see you clear that Makom Nekev Nakav. So you see that a Reisa, that must be called, that is a Reisa. So why are you using a Huna to tell me that a neck of like this is not called a reyesa, and the mele to be mechadish a tzatrefis? Rav Huna saying to mechadish that to mechadish a tzatrefis ki agavna, you're not mechadish that that's not called mechadish a maysa. So over here you see that that is called a reyesa. On that, the Gemara's answer was by Yisura, no, it's loyal, that's not called a reyesa. And to go say that that would be a trefis would be called being mechadish. And Rav Huna says not to mechadish a ma'isa, but by sakanta we can mechadish such a thing. You don't need a regular hilchos reyesus. So you're allowed to mechadish a new ma'isa over here to clear even by sakanta. So on that, Rava knows that when we have a safek in sakana, we don't use roy or whatever. Who knows that? But to go say that we're mechadish a new ma'isa out of nowhere, even when there's no chazaka, we're not mechadish things. We're not mechadish. That was his point. The point is that Rav held we're not mechadish things, even when there's no chazaka d'mikara. No chazaka d'mikara. It's not a sugya of chazaka d'mikara. It's a sugya of if there's no chazaka d'mikara, but you go clear sveikis. And on that, the Gemara wanted to says by sakana you could, but by other things you can't. On that, Rav says there should be no chilak. His lashon is that. The whole suffix is a shaisa told the mikra baloi. Right. Sirle labaye, the whole suffix iser, shah iser toloi bimikra haboloi, you want a mechadish in iser based on a mikra. Without a chaskas tahara, you're not mechadish such a thing. Even without a chaskas tahara, Abaye was saying that by Yisur Rav Huna's gerecht, and this is a new yesoid that when you want to change the din based on being mechadish, if something took place, you're not mechadish that, even without a chaskas, a formal chazak. And Mimil is trying to prove that from Mayim Agulim. Mayim Agulim is a safik ba'alma, the nechashim ashchiach, but we don't see any reason to claim. And still we clear it. So you see by Sakanta, you can mechadish a tzad based on maybe, efshir, without a tzad b'fanenu. So by Sakanta you could do that. But by Sofik Tumah, he's proving that even though you don't go bust up the psak of Chazaka, you don't clear a Sofik without having to find a fartik race in front of us. Anytime you have to mechadish a maisa by Isra, we're not going to mechadish the maisa by Isra. But by Sakanta, we're mechadish a maisa to Aser. That's basically Shark Vataria. So the it's not Mafurish, but it comes out very Gishmak. This is I saw in the Aviezri in the end of that Sefer by Hilchos Shechita. He says in the last shtick on the Sefer, basically, in Hilchos Shechita there, so he mamash speaks this out. That the whole shtick basically begins there. That Rav Huna, according to the Rashba, is this Yinam Mechadish or anything? And that's Mamash Shashak Vatari is about this point. It's how much the race is in front of him. Mechadish Tzad, he brings this. Lemaisa, he says, he brings, though I was mentioning before, is that he brings a Raya. He says, how do I know that even when there's no Chazaka, you don't Mechadish something? Okay, Ahid Mikvois, the Amr Reb Shimon says, Mikvah Shenimdad V'Nimtza Chaser.
So you have a mikvah. It's chaser b'faneinu. So Reb Shimon says, kol tahara shenasu agabov b'rishus harabim is tar. Even though you can't go with the cheskas tahara, because the cheskas toma kenegdo, so you can't pass. And he doesn't hold the tachil reyesa. So you have a chazaka neged chazaka, so chazaka is out. So why is it tar? So there, because you can't be mechadish, it was chaser on that time. So you don't have a chazaka. Zachder, but so that you can't do, even without chazaka, you can't be mechadish that it was chaser there. So Zachder Raj, but this whole sugya is not the standard sugya of chazaka, and that's why there's Zunushak Vatari over here. Zunushak Vatari here is that when I have to change the halacha, even without a formal chazak demikara, I have to change the chazak from what we named it on, from what we had, it was unganum, based on a mikra that took place, based on a maisa, that's the maitzi, and you don't have to declare that. And the shakatar between Rav and Abaye was that Abaye held that by sakana you could. Now, and Rav didn't hold that chazak. Okay. I have 30 seconds, so just. I'm going to ask Akasha, get the Akasha good, if not, no. But it's Chor Shak Akasha, is that according to this shtickle, right, what you were saying, that according to this shtickle, comes out that Rava doesn't really hold a Ravuna. It means Rava holds that even a Suffolk Ba'alma, like my Megulim, as long as it's a Makom declare without a fire to Gareyasa, then you could, you might see it if there's no formal chazaka. So he doesn't hold a Rav Huna. He would say if there's a mokum declared that there's a treifus, he would answer it. But L'chor, Rav himself is the one in this Abai and Rav. That's Rav?
Other Rav, the Shach says Rav and Abai
Achilik and Rav. Oh, it's Abai, it's Rav. Oh, it's Rav also there.
Shach says it is Rav.
What? Oh, okay, good. No, so I got confused. Right. So if it's Rav, then it's good. If it's Rava, then it's Takash Rav. No, because over there by Savaget, Kavala Kavala is a Makam Teklar. It's not worse than my Megulim. So if he holds that that level of Suffolk is enough to undermine Ravuna, it should undermine the Chazaka of Isha over there also. A get, Kavala Kavala, is not on the race of a Fanina, because you have to Mechadish that it was Kavala. So it's called being Mechadish Tzad. But if you don't need that, and a Rava holds that my Megulim is enough that we might see it from this type of chazaka, so the get should for sure do that. So you have to be mechalak that the tzad nishchat ahutra is stronger than the tzad.
Yeah.
Okay, shkoyah.